Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shawls. This week we're going to wrap up the first section of Viking Tales. And really, we're going to leave it behind after Wednesday for a little bit. This will be the end of the saga of King Harald. And we're going to start off with Harald getting married. This is King Harald's Wedding. It had taken King Harald 10 years to fight so many battles, and all that time he had not cut his hair or combed it. Now he was feasting one day at an earl's house. Many people were there. "How is it, friends?" Harald said. "Have I kept my vow?" His friends answered, "You have kept your vow. There is no king but you in all Norway." "Then I think I will cut my hair," the king laughed. So he went and bathed and put on fresh clothes. Then the earl cut his hair and beard and combed them and put a gold band about his head. Then he looked at him and said, "It is beautiful, smooth and yellow." And all people wondered at the beauty of the king's hair. "I will give you a new name," the earl said. "You shall no longer be called Chalkhead. You shall be called Harald Hairfair."
"It is a good name,"
everybody cried. Then Harald said, "But I have another thing to do now. Guthorm, you shall take the same message to Gita that you gave 10 years ago." So Guthorm went and brought back this answer from Gita.
"I will marry the king of all Norway."
So, when the wedding time came, Harald rode across the country to the home of Gita's father, Eric. Many men followed him. They were all richly dressed in velvet and gold. For 3 nights they feasted at Eric's house. On the next night, Gita sat on the crossbench with her women. A long veil of white linen covered her face and head and hung down to the ground. After the mead horns had been brought in, Eric stood up from his high seat and went down and stood before King Harald. "Will you marry Gita now?" he asked. Harald jumped to his feet and laughed.
"Yes," he said, "I have waited long enough."
Then he stepped down from his high seat and stood by Eric. They walked about the hall. Before them walked thralls carrying candles. Behind them walked many of King Harald's great earls. 3 times they walked around the hall. The 3rd time they stopped before the crossbench. King Harald and Eric stepped up upon the platform where the crossbench was. Eric gave a holy hammer to Harald, and it was like the hammer of Thor. Harald put it upon Gita's lap, saying,
"With this holy hammer of Thor's, I, Harald, King of Norway, now take you, Gita, for my wife."
Then he took a bunch of keys and tied it to Gita's girdle, saying,
"This is the sign that you are the mistress of my house."
After that, Eric called out loudly, "Now are Harald, King of Norway, and Gita, daughter of Eric, man and wife." Then thralls brought meat and drink in golden dishes. They were about to serve it to Gita for the bride's feast, but Harald took the dish from them and said,
"No, I will serve my bride."
So he knelt and held the platter. When he did that, his men shouted. They talked among themselves, saying, "Surely Harald never knelt before. It is always other people who kneel to him." When the bride had tasted the food and touched the mead horn to her lips, she stood up and walked from the hall. All her women followed her, but the men stayed and feasted long. On the next morning at breakfast, Gita sat by Harald's side. Soon the king rose and said,
"Father-in-law, our horses stand ready in the yard. Work is waiting for me at home and on the sea. Lead out the bride."
So Eric took Gita by the hand and led her out of the hall. Harald followed close. When they passed through the door, Eric said, "With this hand I lead my daughter out of my house and give her to you, Harald, son of Halfdan, to be your wife. May all the gods make you happy." Harald led his bride to the horse and lifted her up and set her behind his saddle and said,
"Now this Gita is my wife."
Then they drank the stirrup horn and rode off. "Everything comes to King Harald," his men said. "Wife and land and crown and victory in battle. He is a lucky man."
And that is King Harald's Wedding, the penultimate tale in Viking Tales, Saga of King Harald. And it's such a lovely wedding. It sounds like a blast. And you can tell how much in this story Harald respects his wife and loves her very dearly. This is Dan Schulz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.